All right, let's talk to Shil Kapadia. He joins us every single Wednesday at this time. By the way, if you missed Sirianni yesterday with us, and it was late in the show, the Sirianni interview from late yesterday will air today coming up at 7:20. We covered a lot of ground with the now, believe it or not, Shil Kapadia, believe it or not, 5-2 Philadelphia Eagles. Shil, good morning, buddy.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Great.
Doing well, Shil. Of course, Shil from The Ringer, both locally and nationally covering the Birds and the entire National Football League. So, Shil, let's get to the Eagles and just start with this question. Do you think the Eagles, have they shown you enough to believe in them this year? Not so much to get to the playoffs, which they should, but to rattle some cages and be a real factor come playoff time. Do you think they've got that kind of squad?
Yeah, this game on Sunday, and I know one game shouldn't shape, you know, an entire outlook, but this was the first time all season I watched them and I watched the film and looked at it and said they have a real shot in the NFC. You know, I didn't feel that way really at any time previously in the season after any of their wins, but that was such a complete win against a guy who I think is one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And what I saw offensively, what they did, I put it all together and I said, looked around the rest of the NFC, and I thought, yeah, now I think they actually do have a shot here, and the second half of the season is going to be really interesting.
Shil, let me ask you this follow-up, because I worry about this. Tell me if I should. The argument on the other side, beyond just what the Eagles did in the first bunch of weeks they played, is that since he had beaten the Giants and the Browns, they had struggled earlier against better opponents. Their offensive line stinks, and it's Burrow and Chase and a lot of other guys out there that aren't that good. And the win's not as impressive as it seems. Do you buy that, or was it a legit impressive win?
No, I think it was a legit win. This team took the Chiefs to the final possession. They took the Ravens to the final possession. I mean, they've been competitive against pretty much every team they've played so far this season. You went on the road, you were underdogs, and you won by 20 points. I mean, I do think that was absolutely the Eagles' most legit win of the season.
Shil, some people that I know have been telling me that Jalen can't play from under center. What did you see? And the last couple weeks from the under center plays, how much do they help the offense? And you know, how well suited does Jalen seem? How comfortable does he seem playing that way with his hands under the center's butt?
Well, what was interesting here is that a lot of those. I love how you phrase that, by the way, John.
Oh, I know what he did. I know.
So what was interesting is that most of their plays in this game, now they ran 21 plays under center, but this was a lot of run plays under center. I mean, Saquon Barkley had 10 runs under center. Now, they did mix in some play action under center, but it wasn't a lot. And that's the next step I would like to see for this offense, because they had a play early in this game where Jalen Hurts targeted the middle of the field. Something we almost never see. He hits A.J. Brown on an in-breaking route for 29 yards. And those are the types of routes and the types of plays that if your run game is working under center, now you can use play action off of that and you can hit those routes. So they showed some stuff in this game. They continue to layer it in a little bit slower than I would have liked or than I would have anticipated. But you did see some of those things like the under center runs in this game. Now I just want to see the next step to evolving that with the play action.
So the play action, not where you want it to be yet, but Jalen did take that next step. How much better can he get? I mean, this it's still not quite the way it felt in 2022. Is it like where we were secure in the knowledge that he was in that pantheon? Like how much more does he have to do?
Yeah, no, there's a lot more to do. I mean, he's had an up-and-down season. Now, this game, he played very well, and I do think this game kind of felt a little bit to be like 2022. I mean, they had eight drives, and they scored on seven of them, four touchdowns and three field goals. It's really hard to be more efficient than that. They didn't turn the football over in this game. Their run game was working well, and they were able to hit on chunk plays in the passing game. I mean, he completed 13 straight passes to end the football game. Really, it was one of the only times this season where I looked at the passing game and said, hey, they found a rhythm here. You know, it wasn't fluky. It wasn't just, hey, a go ball down the left sideline. They were completing passes consistently over and over and over again. So I came away from this offensive performance. Again, it was one game, but I came away really encouraged from this offensive performance.
And missing essentially two of your starter O linemen. How difficult was that to stop Trey Hendrickson and to keep him clean when he has not trusted his protection previously this season?
I'm so glad you brought this up, John, because this was probably the biggest takeaway from watching the film is you would never know that the Eagles were starting two backup offensive linemen. And we get tired probably of everyone's been talking about Jeff Stoutland in this town for a long time. I don't know where this franchise would be in the last 10 years without that guy as the offensive line coach. I mean, this doesn't happen where you start two backups in a game like that and your offensive line performs at what I would say is a top five level in that football game. Jalen Hurts had clean pockets all game long. They did help a little bit there with Fred Johnson at left tackle, chipping with the tight end or with the running back specifically on third down. But I was really, really impressed with the way this offensive line played in that game.
Sheila, let's talk about the other side of the Eagles' pass rush. So it remains my biggest concern on the Birds' defense. Is it good enough?
No, it's not good enough. It's my biggest concern, too, on the defense. And what's interesting, Joe, is I can't remember the last time that we looked at an Eagles defense and you said the corners are the strength of the team and the corners really have to help the pass rush versus the other way around. I mean, it's usually built the other way around. That's not how this team is built. Their best players on defense are their cornerbacks who are playing at a high, high level. And you saw that in that football game. But the pass rush, yeah, Bryce Huff, to me, in this game, this reminded me of really, you know, the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season before we said, hey, maybe he's shown a little something here. He didn't get close to the quarterback in this game. Josh Sweat couldn't finish when he had opportunities. So I do think if they're looking for a trade, and I don't have a name for you or anything like that, but if they are looking to add a player before the trade deadline, I feel like edge rusher is the most likely spot where they would target someone.
Wow. We had to endure another week without Dallas Goedert, but it felt like Grant Calcaterra made some real progress. Like, it felt like he took a giant step in terms of just productivity. What did you see from the film on Grant Calcaterra, Sheil?
Yeah, they're leaning into two tight end sets quite a bit. I mean, I think they played with two tight ends around 45% of the time or something like that. And Calcaterra looks, you know, decent to me as a backup tight end, as a pass-catching option. I still have concerns with him as a blocker, but in terms of running his routes, getting open, being where he's supposed to be, and most importantly, earning Jalen Hurts' trust. Because last year and in years past, when the backup tight end gets in there, Jalen Hurts isn't even looking at him. So he is looking at Calcaterra, and I think he's done a fine, competent job, what you would expect from a backup tight end.
All right, well, Sheil, phenomenal stuff, my man. We look forward to talking to you next week, and happy Halloween. What are you going to dress up as, bud?
No, yeah, I'm not.
What are you, just a dad that takes your kids around? Is that what you are?
That's right. I'm the guy who waits on the street, go get the candy, come on, let's
So you are going door-to-door, Sheil?
I'm not going to go to the door. You know, I stay on
Sheil,
the street.
But are you going to try to take the Almond Joy?
Ew. Oh, God.
No, anything with almond or coconut, get that out of here.
Why does everyone hate
you're
almond?
You're the only one who likes it. You're the only one.
It's so good.
I love almond joy.
Thank you, Debbie.
You got an ally.
I do.
Disgraceful.
I didn't know that
it's
you
an
were
embarrassment.
Alone in this, John. I'm happy to be an ally here.
Well, you should have known because everyone in the world except you two hates
They're
it.
Delicious.
What are you talking about? It's the
Reese's and Kit Kats.
Yes, well said.
I like Reese's those and Kit Kats.
Keep it simple.
Yes, of course. I like those also.
Almond joy.
Ridiculous. Hey, Sheil, good work, buddy. Thanks, man.
Take care, guys.
Thanks.
You got it, pal. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. You know, we're trying to assess how people feel today about the Eagles and whether you're on board and buy in. And so, all right, how can we sort of determine where you stand? A poll question about whether they will win a playoff game. Question, do you think the Eagles win a playoff game this year? Yes or no? This season, obviously. Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It'll be very interesting as the show goes on.